Welcome to the show. It's Real Talk with the Sixth Man. I'm your host, the Sixth Man. This podcast is uncut, unscripted, and we talk about a wide range of topics. Black entrepreneurship, social injustice, education, finances, the family dynamic, Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter, and mental health, along with many more. It's a Real Talk podcast to empower, educate, encourage, uplift, and inspire, and to allow others to be better than they were yesterday.
You're listening to My Daddy, the Sixth Man.
Welcome back, everybody, man. Welcome back, man. Listen, I'm excited because I normally, you know, when I record this way, I'm normally by myself. And now to have a co-host, somebody that I can, you know, conversation can go bounce back and forth, it seemed like a perfect situation. So I'm just so happy to be back. I'm just happy to kind of get back into my natural habitat of how I started my podcast. And this is it. I mean, I used to sit in the room quietly by myself, get my microphone, get my Apple, you know what I'm saying, get it ready, record. And it just feels nostalgic. Hey, Macy, listen, I ain't even going to lie. Like, it's taking me back to being, you know, in my basement, like, kind of just doing this shit mm-hmm. every night, all night, Joe.
Yeah.
So it feels really good. Like I'm really relaxed. I'm not nervous. It's like I'm back in my element. That's why I said I wanted to be able to get back to doing this, because this is like, we can really dive in. Like, we have an audience when we live, and we got to kind of, you know, track down the comments and stuff like that. But right here, all we gotta do is just come straight off of what we thinking about.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know what I'm saying, get it off our chest. So,
yep.
So first, I want to welcome you back. Welcome.
All right, hello.
And how was Cali? I mean,
California was good. I had a very good time out there. That was my first time. That was my first time ever in California.
First time? You was a newbie. Okay.
Yes, I was a newbie. Okay. Then for my first time in California, I was in Los Angeles, so that was fun. So
gay is high as shit.
What you say?
Gay is high as shit.
See, I wasn't driving. So that's
it's all good, yeah.
I wasn't driving, but you know, but honestly, the prices of everything reminded me of DC. Like, you know, DC is one of those high ass places to live. So was LA. So you know, I was kinda used to that. But but it was really good. I'm definitely want to go back. So okay. It's nice.
Were you able to hit the beach or no?
No, because it was cold. Honestly, it was cold when we were there. When I was there, it was like 50-some degrees. Oh. It didn't get above 60.
Oh, wow. So you didn't get to
Yes. So I didn't even. Oh, wow. Yeah, so my hope is to go back in the summertime to really experience it.
It's gonna be back live.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It was just, I said, Dag, I was leaving like a cold. I was leaving a cold area to go to like another kind of cold area. So, but it was fine. But just the whole atmosphere of California,
it's a vibe.
And you know how it is in Florida, like the palm trees. The palm trees always give me the vibe. Period.
Yeah, and we and like I say, we just bought one for the patio, so it's you know, it's a she out there on the patio now with her drink and little music and shit.
I'm there with y'all because I love me some palm trees. You know, in DC, you don't see nothing like
I
that.
I know.
So when you see that, you're like, ooh, it's a vibe.
It really is. I mean, even just going out to dinner, you know what I mean? It's different because we're on the intercoastal and we watching boats, you know, go back and forth. And it's just, like you said, it's just a different vibe. That wind hit right and it's nice and warm.
Mm-hmm.
And you got, you know what I'm saying, you're under these lights and you having dinner, you having drinks and you on the water. I mean,
it's nice.
It's definitely a vibe, But listen, it was really good. To get the first one out the way. I mean, after not being live in so long, so I just wanted to see, how did you feel about it? Like, was it like we back live, or we still? I mean, I don't know.
Nah, Kev, we're back live. I mean, I enjoyed it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Like, we are back live. I enjoyed that so much. Last week, it was so much fun, and I was like, "This is where me and Kevin really need to be like, we gotta be consistent. Yeah. Like this is it.
Yeah.
For us to really, because I feel like me and you can make it. Like I feel like me and you, this can go beyond.
Yeah. Absolutely. I've had those like thoughts in my head, but I've tried to, you know, kind of stay on task and what we gonna do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like the potential was there. I hate to say potential, but of course the potential mm-hmm. was there because of, I think, the relationship and the friendship that we have for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It kind of helps with the whole storyline. I mean, because every time mm-hmm. I would mention to Chrissy about, you know, in the beginning of bringing you on, she was like, Kevin, she would love that. She was like, that would be right up her alley. I was like, for real, you think so? She was like, oh, absolutely, hit her ass up.
Shout out to Christy.
Yes, man, set that thing up. She liked the manager. I told her once shit go live, she could be the manager and she could just tell us what we need to do. And yeah, so we gonna bring that into fruition. But last week, man, we kind of talked about something that, you know, I don't know if it's something that, you know, people talk about often. I mean, but it was, I don't know. I can't, it's hard for me to, like, what did you take from last week? Like, I don't know.
What I took from last week is that everyone is kind of on that same page of there's no, like, let's stop dividing each other. Because even in the comments section, it was kind of like, people were on that, like, I noticed in the comments section, no one was, like, saying, oh, like, men, you know, are most unprotected, women are most unprotected. It was like, everybody was just like,
we should be protecting each other.
Yeah, period. Like, let's stop dividing and seeing who's more or less. Like, let's just come together.
Yeah.
So I did take that. I did take that from it.
Biggest takeaway for me is how we allow just how we communicate towards one another and use it as a way of dividing us. Like, cause like the way we even talk to each other, like I just be like, damn, like this is crazy, man. Like we just talking to each other and we so like aggressive and authoritative and just, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah. No, you're right.
I just want us to get back to, you know, if everybody got to smoke a J or have a drink, you know what I'm saying? Because those
talk to each other,
man,
like,
them be the best conversations. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
When you sober, because you all amped up and shit, because you think about so much shit. But when you feeling good, feeling great, that shit just come out. You be like, man, yeah, woo 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 woo, yeah. Like right now, you feel me? Like yeah, so
yes.
So, I mean, I do think that, you know, there is a way that we do these types of things to ourselves as a community, but we don't respect each other. We don't communicate in a way where it's coming from love and respect. So I can't see how it's happening. I don't necessarily like it, but it'll be one of those things that I wouldn't want that to be a conversation. You know, who needs to be more protected than who? Because I feel like we all need to be protecting each other, regardless of what's going on. I mean, especially with the opposition. That's why I don't like when people say they. Nah, fuck that. Say who the fuck you. Say who the fuck you talking about. I mean, because if we supposed to be able to speak freely, and that's supposed to be one of our rights, then why the fuck can't we say what the fuck we mean and say it in a way where, you know, we not trying to hide it or we not trying to politically be correct and all that bullshit. Why the fuck can't we just say what the fuck we feel without being canceled or whatever the fuck it's called?
I know. Because this is our story. Like, I know what you mean. Like, this is our story. We know who they really are. So just say it.
Just say who the fuck, like, you, yeah.
Yeah, if you got
a specific name, fuck. Put their name in the cup. Like, man, say that shit. Because, listen, I feel like at the end of the day, I don't mind knowing what you are. Meaning, like, if you're a racist, let me know. I'm cool with that from a distance, because I ain't got to see you. I ain't got to fuck around with you. But on a day that I see you and I know what type of terms you want, now I know how to deal with you, though.
Yep, absolutely.
I know how to deal with you at that point, that specific point. I've seen you. You showed me who you are. Okay, from a distance, I'm watching. But it's going to be a day. I get to, this is what we doing today. Since I know that's what you are, This is what we doing. This is what we doing,
Yep.
Slim. Yeah, you
This is what
bitch
we
ass
doing,
nigga.
so
Fuck
now.
wrong with you? Yeah, got me fucked up. Yeah. I love to record this way because I could just be my motherfucking self and be like, man, yeah, fuck you talking about. Fuck out of here. Cause I be telling my partner some of my shit. She just be looking at me. She be shaking her head like, damn, I'm glad that nigga ain't like that no more. God damn.
But you know what, Kevin, it is different recording just audio because it's like you can be more of yourself. I'm not trying to say like visually we can't, but it's just like, I don't know. It's just different when you just record like this.
For me, like I say, again, as I started in the beginning, it's how I started. So it's a much more relaxed feeling for me.
Yeah.
Because it's totally how I got started. And then, and I don't take nothing away from it because it built me up to where I am now, having a group and having my own page and people kind of supporting it. So yeah, fuck it. I'm going back to my roots. Like I'm doing like a Dave Chappelle right now. Yeah, I'm doing like a Dave Chappelle and shit.
Yeah.
Back to my roots, yeah. Right? But we are gonna dive into topic at hand though. We gonna dive into this because I thought when I heard the shit, I was like, woo. And I was like, hold on, let me just send it to Machi so she can, you know, just know. Because I do that often. I don't know if you noticed that, but I tag you into a lot of shit when I share it. So if it might be something that we talk about later on, we can. But when I saw this one, it kind of hit me a little bit because I know of a few situations of this. And so I'm glad that we're able to talk about it in this way, because I might go all the way in. I don't know yet. We're gonna see. I mean, I still got half a cup
in.
Off of what I got, and then I got my So basically, ladies and gentlemen, it's almost like what happened to the code, man, of friends and not dating a friend's ex. And it's almost like, you know, I'm not sure how people are divided or undivided or agree or don't agree. But Amechi, let me just get your take on that real quick before we, you know, even listen to this audio and before we even dive into this. Like what happened to the code? Like has it ever been a code? Like
I don't think there's ever been a code. You know, and I feel like with females, you know, because I'm not a man, I can't speak on y'all's behalf. But I don't get me wrong, I've been hit on by a boyfriend's friend. So I guess it can go either way.
Really?
But females do it.
That's
females
a clown ass Nick. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Kevin, say it again.
That's some clown shit. You looking for trouble when you do that.
You are, and that's not really your friend. Obviously, that's not your boy.
That's my girl. So, you going smack at her, Slim? Oh, all right.
It has happened. And then the thing is, like, with females, I mean, you know, it's happened to us and our female group. Mm-hmm. It's definitely happened. And those girls are no longer our friends, but has happened. And you just, like, I guess it was never no code. Or I guess you've always felt some sort of way about me, period. So it is what it is.
So let's be a little bit specific. So how do you foresee that code? Like, when you were growing up and that ended up on your radar after, you know, how did you manage that? Like, like, what made you want to be the person that didn't do the unthinkable? Because a lot of people call it the unthinkable. Like, you dated my ex.
It is.
Motherfuckers be like, your ex. That's what ex mean, nigga. But when they your friends, like, how the fuck does that work?
You know what, Kevin? Why I choose never to do that is because I don't want that to happen to me. And the sad thing is, it has happened to me, and I know how it feels. I would hate to bring that on to somebody else. You know, like, I would hate for another woman to feel what
even off your thinking, you have a whole experience with that. So you got more to put on top of.
Mine was to a whole nother level.
Oh wow!
So let's definitely get into that later.
So let's not even wait. Let's let them hear this young lady. Let's let them hear the audio, hear the spiel, so it can kind of come into what we're gonna talk about, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna get right into that, man. So hey, listen, y'all hold your horses, man, because yeah, it's about to get serious. So get your drink, refresh. I don't know, but we'll be right back. Listen and hear this young lady, man. Here she go.
Believe in girl code.
Do you not?
Oh, why not? It's just like, I'm not gonna not talk to someone because you spoke to them.
Really?
Yeah. So what if, like in the scenario that I just gave?
Obviously, that's different because you're actively talking to them. I'm talking about like past situations.
Like an ex. Okay.
Like I will date my friend's ex.
Would you ask for permission?
It depends. It depends.
You date your friend's ex?
Mm-hmm. I've done it before.
Girl!
Yeah, really?
I don't believe. And I've told a lot of my girls that I'll do it, so they know my standpoint on it. Yeah.
That's so interesting.
I don't believe in that. I think it's silly.
Now, I don't know. I don't know about you. I mean, I know this was what you kind of gravitated towards it because, again, you've already supplied the audience that you have some dealings with this, right? And so when I tagged you in this, we kind of chatted online about it. And then when you told me what you told me, I was like, oh, yeah, we need to dive into this. And then that way I may chime in too. So your experience with this was actually what? Like kind of walk us through what this looked like.
Yeah, so, you know, well, I just want to comment on that audio just for a minute. Mm-hmm. A woman like that is to never, like, I want women to know a woman in that audio, please don't ever let her be your friend. Because if you can do that with your man, God knows what else you can do in you all's own personal relationship. So she's just not a good woman, period. And that's what I learned the hard way too. You know, I was friends with this girl and, you know, me and her were friends. We hung out. Now it wasn't like a deep friendship, like, you know, I knew her back from elementary school or something like that. But me and her were like going out friends. And I know, you know, women know what I'm talking about. We would go out all the time, do this, do that, you know, whatever like that. And I was dating, you know,
I'm just listening like, what?
women know what I'm talking about. I'm not going out with a nigga that I don't motherfucking know, nigga.
If I don't know if this nigga got my back, Kevin, nigga, I ain't
Kevin.
Going.
But you know what? I learned my lesson. Absolutely correct. I learned my lesson. Mm. This is when I was younger. You know, you're in your 20s. Like, I'm just coming back from Dale State. I'm just getting back adequated to D.C. I'm trying, you know how that is. Like, you're just trying to get back into the steel of things.
Dale State was a different situation.
Yeah, Dale State was an experience in itself.
In itself, yeah, that's true. That's true.
So now you're trying to go back to your hometown, get back to the people that you knew, whatever like that. You know, people are introducing you to other people like, oh, this is such and such, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So, you know, you're going out more like, well, let me get out. Let me get myself together. So me and her became those sort of friends, like going out. Oh, girl, you going here? Oh, I know this happy hour. Fine, right? Start dating this dude. Everything was fine. Introduced them to everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, thought it was safe to introduce them to.
How long had it been when you started doing that?
I want to say like maybe 2 years in. However, she already. This is a mistake I probably made. You know how small DC is. She already knew him. She already knew him.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But you know how small DC is, and now I'm coming back home. I didn't know him, so I'm dating him. But she had already known him from other stuff.
Okay.
I don't know if she always had a crush on him. See, I don't know
other stuff.
I don't know they passed, right? So I'm dating him. We dating. He's around.
When did that come up? Did that come up like later on?
I don't know. It came up when I saw they knew each other. I'm like, oh, y'all know each other? Oh, yeah, we've been knowing each other, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay. But everything seemed platonic. Everything seemed fine.
I mean, yeah,
so I didn't think about anything.
It's always going to seem like that on the surface.
It's always going to seem like that.
Yeah.
It always is.
And then they texting each other, why you in the bathroom?
Kevin, who's to say?
You going to her house tonight? I mean, because you can come over to my house.
Right. Oh, you like her like that? Man, oh,
listen,
okay.
I got stories. I know motherfuckers out here that's trifling. You hear me?
Yeah.
Be sitting at the bar texting the motherfucker. All right, she in the bathroom. Right. What you trying to do?
Dirty ass niggas. I'm talking about men and women. Dirty ass niggas. And you'd be like, okay, like, oh, you know her. He was like, oh, yeah, yeah. But everything, and men are great actors. Men can act their ass off. Like, oh, yeah, I know her. She all right. Like, you're like, oh, if you believe it.
It's my people. Josie, see, we good people. That's my folks,
yeah,
man.
You think, like, okay, they
ain't shit going
friends.
On. That's my folks. When a nigga say ain't shit going on, that's my folks.
That,
yeah.
Kevin,
that's, Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's my, what do we say? Oh, that's my bro. That's my bro. It be those people.
Yeah.
Just talking about that shit.
I know a lot of play brothers and sisters nasty as a motherfucker.
Nasty.
I mean, I'm just being honest, man. That's my brother. Nasty. Oh, y'all, oh, for real? Y'all nasty as a motherfucker.
Yeah, you like, oh, really? Like, okay. You believe, all you can do is, yeah, you know, you trust their words. So
yeah.
Like, all right, so, all right, okay.
Bet.
So, bet. And then mind you, this is a dude that took me through something like, this particular dude I'm talking about is a dude who taught me a lot about relationships, a lot about what I want and don't want. Like, he took me through the ringer. Like, me and him were off and on for so many years. Like, off and on for so many years, me and him. So that's what that, I mean, that was like,
is that what you took
to
from
me.
It? Like, was that a bad thing that he took you to do that?
It wasn't. Okay. Because I feel like I wouldn't be the woman I am today. I mean, I'm not going to say, like, he alone.
Right.
No, he's not. But it's just like, the lessons I learned from him when it came to relationships, yes, he taught me a lot. Like, he taught me a lot. So I am, sometimes I am grateful for going through that thing with
him.
Because, all I am is grateful. But it's like, him out of every man that I've ever dealt with is the one who slept with, I mean, not even slept with her. Kevin, they're married to this day. They're married.
Oh, wow.
See, that's what's in my mind, went to a whole nother level. It's one thing, but like, oh, I'll date your man. Wow. I'll date your man. No, they are married.
Wowzers.
Kevin, oh, yeah. So that's something that I eat every day. But the thing is I want to tell ladies, you definitely can get
Wait. So how, now I'm interested now. So now I'm kind of interested how the breakdown happened. Like, how did it go with him? Kind of, I guess, telling you that y'all was done, right? Like,
he didn't move on to her.
Like he was, you know what I'm saying? Because he had, at some point, he had to kind of say, look, I don't think this is working out, or I don't know. Something.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna tell you what happened. The breakdown me and him was, he was one of those dudes who constantly cheated on me. So I'm going to be very vulnerable with this. He constantly cheated on me, right?
Mm.
So the last straw was that he cheated on me with his coworker. So I was done. Like, I was just like, oh, this is, I can't deal with this anymore. Like, you know, you sleeping with people that you work with. This now, and then this bitch is now calling me, telling me about you, your coworker. Like, I can't, I'm not, this is not who I am. This is not who I am. So I let him go. I broke up with him. You know, like maybe a year or two later, I met my son's father, and me and him started a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So mind you, I'm in the relationship. We in the relationship. Everything's going good. I get pregnant with my son. That's when I hear that he is now with her. I'm pregnant, Kevin. I'm pregnant.
I mean, but you have moved on.
It doesn't. Okay.
No, right. I'm just stating facts. That's all. I'm just stating facts. I'm not saying if it's right or wrong. I'm just giving the audience some, you know, tangible things to listen to. Don't get shit fucked up out here, okay?
Giving them the timeline, like, okay, yeah.
Shit was over, okay.
It was over. It was completely over. I gotten over him. You right. It was in a whole other relationship. Got pregnant, you know, and while I was pregnant, I heard, or someone had came to me and said, oh, yeah, you know, by the way, such and such is dating such and such. My world collapsed, Kevin. Like, mind you, I moved on. But to hear that, I said, they were.
I mean, it was a soul tie there. So there was some emotional connection. And I mean, that's the part that I feel like people sometimes don't need to take lightly, right? And I think a lot of us probably do. I mean, you know, when my spiritual mother that I've had now since my divorce has been a bright light in my life, because it's times that she will call me and be like, you were on my spirit today. I don't know why. God was telling me that I needed to talk to you, so I prayed for you today, but then I wanted to call you. I'd be like, damn. And then we'll talk, and then something that is going on in my life would kind of be the covering of her prayer. I'm like, wait, what? So it go a little deeper, but I'm just saying, I just feel like sometimes knowing all of the information and kind of, you know, allowing it to sink in versus, you know, being a rush adjustment. And that's me all day, true, every day. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
true.
I know motherfuckers fuck up. I fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want a motherfucker to automatically, you know, judge me, not saying judging you, because you were willing. You was like, let's talk about it. It happened to me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, I feel like we all kind of learn from each other based off our life experiences. I mean, I talk to the homies. I talk to sometimes my mother and learn, you know what I'm saying? Just just in conversation. So I just feel like the timelines and the clarity, not not being fictional, but factual. Like, you got to be able to let motherfuckers know, like, look, this shit is really going on out here. Because that right there, I mean, when you told me, I was like, wait, what? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, what is...
Yeah.
What's really good, Joe? Like, who does that?
Right. And who does that?
So let me ask this. So did she ever come to you and, like, say, hey, this what I'm doing?
No. See, that's the thing. That's the thing. It's like, you know, and it's weird.
Wait,
Kevin,
wait. I'm sorry. Let me do this too. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry. Let me do this. How did you guys, friendship dissolve? Like, did you stop calling her or?
Okay, that's a good question. Okay, so.
Because at some point it dissolved.
It did.
That made her feel comfortable enough to go ask him.
You're absolutely
you know
correct.
What I'm saying? Like, y'all wasn't talking. She was like, oh, fuck. Okay, fuck her. I'm gonna go at this nigga. Yeah.
So I noticed when I wasn't, like, going out as much anymore because I was into, you know, I guess my new man. I was into him. So, like, that's, I wasn't really going out as much. Me and her relationship kind of, it started to dissolve.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was it. So I see what there was, I guess,
single,
a space and opportunity for her.
She's single, you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, but you not necessarily thinking that her new opportunity is going to be your old boo. Like, you ain't thinking that.
Right. But I never had thought that. And even though me and her weren't deep, close friends like that, but I was still somebody, like, I wouldn't fuck with her man. You know, like, we were still close enough, like, I wouldn't fuck with the man.
Now, see, that opens up a whole different conversation, because now we talking about a matey.
That is true.
Who a matey is. And what a matey do?
These other joints, different.
And I'm trying to be a little bit more respectful, and not saying the other word that I would say. So I say these joints out here, they do anything. Clearly, I mean, because if you shine with me, clearly these joints, you know what I'm saying, doing anything. And I mean, it's people out here that have had, you know, situations with people that they knew that was married. That happens,
I know,
so often.
Yes.
So it almost coincides with the topic that we talking about, it being your friend now dating your ex, right? But now we talking about motherfuckers that know you married and still go smack at you.
I know. Like, it's like they don't care.
Like, still go smack at you. Oh, everything happy at home? What? Yeah, what the fuck?
But you wonder if it's like, you know what, Kevin? You wonder, though, if it's a thing that they got to prove to themselves. Like, oh, I can take somebody's man.
But what is that prove?
Girl.
But what does that prove, though? Because it's a lot that's going to come.
Wait.
So, see, right there, it's going to come with a lot, though. Because every situation going to be different. You might get a bitch that's going to go smack at you and fuck you, slam up. And still go back to the nigga.
True. Yeah.
Fuck you all up, put you in the hospital. Man, what? Like, yeah, I don't heard stories.
Yeah.
I've heard stories of adding another partner and everything.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. It's like, I mean, I think just off of, so my circle, I think, operates a little differently because we have so much respect and we have so many years knowing each other. It's like a, you know, what's understood don't need to be explained type situation. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just shit that we don't do. Like, I've shared stories about me going to Hood's house and me calling him, you know, because where he live at Upper Marlboro is, man, is in the woods, Joe. And so you call him and let him know you on the way, and he like, oh yeah, I ran out to the liquor store, I'll be right back. You like, all right, bet, but I'm on the way. But when I get to the house, I see his car is not in the driveway. So I call him. He like, oh, yeah, I'm at the store, but go ahead in there. And I'm like, nah, Slim, I'm going to wait till you get here. That's the type of respect that we have for each other. Not something that we ask of each other. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I see what,
it's just some shit that we just don't, like, with certain people, especially depending on your relationship with them, it's just certain shit is not negotiable at all. Because you don't never want to be that person that fucks up a situation and now that beef is now yours, practically. Because you made a decision to do that, so now you're intertwined and they bullshit too. Because you started it.
You
made the decision.
And you know what, Kevin, you just made a good point, because I wonder if it has to do with, like, how deep the relationship goes. Like, me and my sister, me and her have never had a situation like that, ever. But that's my sister. Same thing with me and Christy. Me and Christy have never had a situation where I'm going for her man, she doing... The relationship is way too deep,
I think certain relationships, depending on, you know, how... you know, how close you are to that person. Like I said, again.
Hi, this is Amechi with the Amechi Effect. And for daily inspiration, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at the Amechi Effect. Amechi spelled A-M-E-C-H-I.
Fucks you up with these surfacey friends and shit. You know, you think that they're cool with you enough that, okay, I know she knows better than to go for my man. But I guess they felt it was safe, like, oh, well, she's not with him anymore. Oh, well, let me see what he's about. But why you got to see what he's about? There's so many other dudes. Like, why you got to see what he's about? Is it because that he had me? And you're like, oh, well, Amazie had him. Let me see. I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. So, I would like to know what goes on in his
head. So not to talk about this person, but the same person that we have a mutual, that we mutually know, you know, came at you and your sister, and you know, how did that make you feel? Like knowing, like, you know me and my stance and how I am, and it's almost like this person is coming at you, and you like, what the fuck? Like, what? Like, that don't make sense.
Absolutely.
Like, who does that?
Like, yeah, it's that. But Kevin is, and I want to know who, that's why I want to know what's in their head. I want to know what goes on in their head. Like, is it that, is it that little bit of women or men that you got in there? Like, oh, let me see who this is, what she's talking about, what he's talking about. Like, I really want to know, because I'm never that thirsty. I'm never that thirsty.
Yeah.
And I know for me, it's just like, as soon as somebody starts dating my sister or Christy or whoever, they instantly become unattractive to me. Like, I don't see them. I don't see them like that. And once they're gone, I still don't see them.
Because you have to be able to see a person in a particular way. Cause you know what I'm saying? I mean, not saying that you turn shit off and on, but you know, it's like you don't see a person in a certain way anymore when they're not presented to you in a certain way, if that makes
sense. Right.
If they're not like your man anymore, like, yeah, we cool, nigga, but I don't gotta sit stand here and listen to this bullshit you talking about. I could just speak to you and step the fuck off.
Absolutely, it's that, and it's all like, and I know how to. I've always been very good of how compartmentalizing stuff like that. Like, you know, my sister, you know, my friends, they pick attractive men. You know, it's not like it's people been ugly that have come around.
Compartmentalizing.
Let me break it down. It's like. After, like, okay, let's say my sister introduces me to some guy she's dating, and he's attractive, like, he's attractive to the world, like, other women will find him attractive. Instantly, he doesn't become attractive anymore because you're dating my sister now. So it wouldn't be like, let me see what he's. I mean, first of all, me and my sister don't even go like that, so I hate to even bring that scenario.
But see,
up
for
like
you,
that,
it's a mindset though. A lot of women don't have that mindset.
Because a lot of women ain't fucking me. Sometimes I'm saying a lot of women ain't lot of women don't have that dignity to them. They're so pressed for men, they'll take yours. Like my mindset is, there's enough men out here for everybody. So I don't need my sister's man. I don't need my friend's man.
And some will say different. Some will say that it's not.
Some will say. They'll be like, oh my God, bitch, I need your man.
Because some, niggas is locked up. Man. Niggas is married.
And it's like, oh, I see your man treating you good. Let me try to snatch him from you. Especially if it's a man who's doing really good, like treating you really nicely. And everyone, oh my God, he's really treating her really good. Like, I think other women get like psyched over there. They're like, oh my God, well, let me try to take. But now your intentions are wrong. And I'm really big on intentions. If your intention is to get my man, you'll never fucking win. You'll never win. Even with my scenario with the people that are married now, I hear their marriage is fucking shit. As it should be. As it should be. Their marriage ain't going the way it's supposed to. They ain't happily married. As it should be.
And in most cases, that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
When people are in a marriage and they not happy. I mean, shit, when they people in a relationship and they not happy.
We literally,
I think I'm just bringing this to fruition because of this conversation in general. And I think that's when it comes into play of us having difficult conversations and learning how to make difficult conversations easier to have. Yeah. Because, sometimes, you don't want to make your partner think that you're coming at them or you know what I'm saying? But sometimes when you're feeling a certain type of way, it has to be a conversation. And it don't have to always be so aggressive. It could just be like, listen, and I mean, we do not control how people process information.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, once the person processes what you're telling them, we don't have the control button on how they receive that information. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so they might kirk the fuck out, whatever, but that's not on us. And that's the part that I think that we get caught up in.
I like that, Kevin. It's not, because I always feel like that too. Like, my whole thing is, I'm big on honesty. Even if it does hurt you, I got to be honest.
Right.
Yeah, even if it does.
Now that you attacking me just for being honest with no heat, I'm not up or down. I'm not yelling or screaming. I'm just being honest. And now that I'm being honest, now I got a lot of heat in the room coming towards me because I'm being honest. And so... That heat lets me know, or it's confirming what I've been thinking. Cause we all been thinking shit. Let's just listen. Listen. Now that I have been in, a few long-term relationships and have gradually learned from each one in retrospect, right? And now still work needs to be done, but it's not like I'm working on shit that I thought I needed to work on back then. I'm working on different shit. Mm-hmm. I'm working on shit that where even when we mad at each other, we still love each other.
Mm-hmm.
We don't agree. Mm-hmm. We don't agree, but we still gonna sit down, eat dinner, watch TV, all that.
Yeah, all that.
I mean, even if you leaving the house, hey, I'm going here. Okay, bet. Just at least I know where the fuck you going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. So I'm saying learning how to have these difficult conversations, because if you don't have them, they lead to all of this that we're talking about.
You know what, Kevin?
Dealing with the exes and all. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the fucking day, if we having these difficult conversations and we telling our partner what the fuck we respect, what we don't respect, what we allow, what we try not to allow, what we not going to allow... When we having these conversations respectfully, hopefully the partner is receiving this information and taking it in.
Listening. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if we don't do that, then we got all of this shit that we talking about. Like, I'm your friend. We hung out, whatever you want to call it. We nigga, we probably bought each other drinks, fell asleep in each other's car, whatever. I mean, and now you, damn, that's how you feel?
It's sad. And I'm like, where did the disconnect? And it is, and it's just like, and you're right, Kevin. So you got to communicate because there's a lot of assumptions going on when you don't communicate. Like, I just assumed that she was like me. Oh, she wouldn't be, you know, going for my, you know, going for X of mine or doing that. Like, I just thought that she would, I mean, and I just, because this is how much I am so much like grounded with this shit. It's
you.
Even somebody that I don't talk to anymore, I would never talk to her ex.
You though, you amazing.
That's what I'm saying. But that was a mistake I made, assuming everybody's like me, and I definitely learned my lesson from that thing. Which again, I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for this whole situation that happened to me because it made me check myself too with friendships. Period.
Mm. There you go.
So I am grateful that it happened. I was gullible. I'll admit, especially dealing with women, because that's where women sometimes get it all fucked up. We'll dump a man for like dumb shit, but we gonna dump our friends for serious shit,
right?
And it's just like, we gotta get more, you know, because now I break down women like I break down men now. Like, everybody can't be my friend.
No.
Everybody can't come into my circle like that.
No. I mean, especially if you ain't already been around.
Especially if you ain't already been around. Yeah, like, I'm very skeptical of new people.
Because my thing is this. Shit is getting ready to pop off. That's just my mindset. Like, it might not pop off tomorrow. It might not pop off next week.
Oh, I hear you.
But shit is going to pop the fuck off. And when it pop, it's going to pop with the right people. Because I'm going to be still dealing with the people that's been dealing with me throughout the process. After it pops, because when it pops, it's gonna pop, and it's gonna be what it's gonna be. But I feel like, you know, everybody can't go. Everybody shouldn't be able to go.
I was about to say everybody shouldn't be able to go because they should have been here from the beginning before shit popped off.
And so that's why I'm saying this particular conversation, you know, because you know, when I wrote it up, I was like, what happened to the code of friends? Not dating another friend's ex, the code. And I'm like, when I use these phrases, but when I use these terms though, Amechi, it's because of how I grew up. Because we had codes, we had codes of ethics within our community, code of ethics on how to operate towards each other, whether it was business, whether it was cordial, whether it was friendship, whatever the fuck it was. We had certain codes that we lived by that didn't necessarily need to be talked about because you just, as you grew up, you learned them.
Wow.
You learned them. But some people love to rebel. Some people love to live in the lane of, I could do whatever the fuck I want. Well, you can. But there's some repercussions that come with living
always
in that lane too.
Some
life lessons you might not want to learn, but you ultimately end up learning them because that's the way you want to live.
Yeah,
and that's cool too. If that's what the fuck you want to do, you do that. But then, yeah, I'm gonna be out that lane though. I'm at the light making. I'm turning. I'm getting out this lane.
that's how I feel.
Fuck that.
I'm getting out this lane.
Yeah, like, I'm getting out this lane. Fuck that.
Because I don't want that. I don't want none of that to come back to me. Like, so that's the other thing that I don't understand when people do that. It's like, because it comes back. It comes back probably 2-3-fold to you. Like, I don't want to be a part of nothing like that. I don't want to mess up my karma like that. Like, taking my friend's hand and
karma is real. That's some shit that's real. Like I can't remember. Let me make sure I get this right. I can't remember if I was. I think I was watching TV. I think I was watching a movie. And then I think I went somewhere and I overheard somebody say something in regards to, or was it Angel? I don't know. I can't remember. But somebody made mention to, when we die, our bodies physically are in the ground, but our spirits are gone. And it made me think like how highly do we even think of ourselves, like ourselves? Because I'm at a point in my life now, and I've said this, you know, years prior, but I'm at the point in my life where I want to try to help as many people as I can. I want to try to be the biggest impact to my people as I possibly can. Right?
Yeah.
But then I also want my character to live on longer than, you know, people coming to my funeral service.
Okay.
I want my character to live on do a positive type spirit where you, when you remember, you be like, man, yeah, my man Kevin, he used to, man, woo 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 woo. Versus in a negative light. Because, you know, when we're not here anymore, our bodies aren't here, but our spirits is probably still floating around, possibly, you know, in another, you know, life form, like a bird or a cat or a dog or whatever. But when you see people and they remember you and your body, you like, oh, damn, yeah, that's a good job. Because at this point, that's what I want to live my... And I'm not perfect either, because I still curse like a motherfucker. I still love marijuana. I smoke marijuana. I try to be as in a most lively state as I possibly can on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it actually helps me.
Yeah, Kevin, that's nothing's wrong with that. Yeah. So I think that's also what we got to get out of. Like, nothing's wrong with that. Like, nothing's wrong with that.
I mean, I just, in my mind, love to think about how people view and see things. And I'm just like, you have to at some point, at some age, at some time, you have to get to a point where you look at things totally differently. You cannot operate in a way where it's going to create this type of negative energy, this chaos, this foolishness in your life, because you can no longer go about your life and live this way and automatically play the victim, because these are decisions that you're making. You can't keep coming on social media talking about, oh, well, there's me, when you're picking these types of men.
Yeah, you're
picking these types of women. Like, you, like, come on, Joe. Like, it's, like if you're not picking up on the person that you're dealing with, then maybe it's you.
It is you, because you're the common denominator in this whole situation.
Like, come on, Joe.
Scenarios.
You had motive from the jump when you could have just came to me, like either a man or a woman, respectfully tell me what you was feeling, and shit, respectfully, I probably would have told you something that would have made your day, and you ain't even know, because you ain't asked me. You like, you know, you just never know what you find out when you ask a motherfucker something. Because you might ask a motherfucker something, you like, man, shorty, I ain't even thinking about shorty no more, man. Go do your thing, I'm doing something else. I mean, I'm just saying, absolutely. You don't know.
Yeah. Yes.
Cause that shit is, I be hearing women all the time now saying now that they wish men would just be honest and open and tell them what they want. Like, if they want to bring another member to the bedroom or anything freaky. Mm-hmm. Oh, all he got to do is ask. He don't know what I would do. But you out here talking about fuck that shit though.
Yeah, so if
you out here talking about fuck that shit on the gram and on, why would your man want to come and ask you that?
Yeah, why would he?
That's a waste of his motherfucking time, because he already here. How you talk about the shit when y'all together? Oh, fuck that shit. I ain't with that bullshit. Why would he ask you then?
But
you willing to do everything it take? No, you not.
Yeah, because
you already telling the nigga what you not willing to do.
What you not willing to do. So he's probably like, well, I'll never come to her with that. I mean, you know, I like threesomes, but I know she don't.
I mean, I just feel like, again, we get back to that word code. Like, there is no code of conduct or no code of ethics no more. It's just like, do whatever you want. And even with that being said, I'm just happy that I have as a collective, a certain amount of people that I'm still cool with that are, you know, on this other frequency. Trying to get to another stage at life, because that's where I'm at, man. I'm not with the foolishness no more. I mean, listen, will I talk about the foolishness? Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will talk about the foolishness all day, because it's out there.
Because
it's out there. So sometimes it's something to talk about. Fuck it, let's be real. Sometimes it's kind of good to have these backdoor conversations where you can say what the fuck you want Speak how the fuck you feel so it can come out as authentically as if motherfucking possibly can. That fuck it.
Yeah.
But then don't switch it up to the point where you don't operate in that enough where you kind of lose yourself, because you start like being too politically correct. I was listening to a motherfucking an interview with on Drink Chats with David Banner, with David Banner.
Oh, okay.
And David Banner is a true man. I'm loving David Banner's thought process. I love his character. I love what he stands for, especially for our people. You know what I mean? I might not be like the biggest champion, but I do try to promote, you know, us treating each other, you know, with respect, you know, holding us to a high standard with each other, you know, and sometimes that falls on deaf ears, but I still champion that, and I try to be respectful even in my own lane. Like if we got a guest and we don't see eye to eye on something, we gonna agree to disagree respectfully. I ain't gonna like chew you up and spit you out just because your opinion don't line up with mine. We gotta be a little bit more. More receptive to each other and understanding that we all have a different process. We all understand life and view it differently. Some of us view it the same. Some of us view it differently. And we can't be attacking each other when we do. And I mean, even in this case where this is, you know, unfortunately happened to you. And I think about how many other women this has happened to with their friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is not something that, you know, is something that doesn't happen often. This is something that has happened often and probably still happening often.
Oh yeah.
Because we don't carry ourselves a certain way anymore. Like we don't how the old ladies used to say, couth. Is that it?
Oh yeah, no, you don't have the cooth.
When I heard it, I was like, I didn't know what that meant at first. But when I learned what it meant, it made me bring back that. Like, it's no cooth no more. It's like you just doing whatever the fuck and thinking that it's okay. And when your life go in a direction where you didn't see it coming, and then you wanna know why. What you mean?
And you want to, yeah.
Look how you living.
And you want to know why. But you know what, Kevin, to honestly talk, like, even, like, what has happened to me and happened to other women, honestly, these stories are as old as time. It's just that, you know, I think, like, back in the day of our parents, I'm going to say, like, our grandparents and people beyond that, it wasn't really spoken about or talked about.
Right.
But people slept with people's friends. People did this backhanded bullshit. People done
My mother tell me stories. I be like, wait, what? I mean, because they're your family members. So you like, wait, who did what now?
So again, like you said,
it's nothing new. It's nothing new. But when do we get to a point where we stop and we be like, you know what? All right. Let me put some respect, like baby said, let me put some respect on my name.
And you know what, Kevin, I think when it stops, and I know I sound like a broken record because I always say this, because a lot of the answers are in this. It's when you really start loving yourself, you won't do dumb shit like that.
I agree.
A lot of people don't love themselves. They're desperate for attention. They're desperate for so other people can make them feel a certain sort of way. So if somebody's man smiles at them, I got that nigga. Like, oh, I'm that bitch. I'm above her. Like that. That's not the way.
And can I go in another direction?
Mm-hmm.
People not willing to put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
They do what's comfortable.
Yes.
And get stuck.
Yes.
That's too hard. I can't do that. That's too hard. Well, then guess what?
You gotta put the work in.
Guess what? Then life is going to be what it's going to be for you.
You got, that's Kevin, you got to put the work in.
If you don't put the work in, it's going to be what it's going to be. You can't, can't keep wrapping me up with the bullshit, man. Come on.
And I feel like that's what's wrong with a lot of people nowadays. Like, they just trying to find that easy way out, the easy way to get a man, the easy way to get a woman. Like, it's just like you got to put in that work.
My My man Hood cites it the best, and I'm gonna keep saying this. He calls it the microwavable society. Mm. Everything has to be right then and there.
Yeah, instant. Yeah, no work. Does.
No gratification.
Yeah, like
no
this
nothing.
Person gotta come with me. Like this person gotta come to me.
I listen to these women talking about, my man, he gotta make six figures and he gotta.
But
you work at Wendy's and shit. I saw this video, and this chick was throwing this nigga to the wolves, and they was going back and forth, and she was like, you gotta live a certain way, you gotta make a certain amount of money. He was like, wait, but you live here, right? She was like, yeah, I live here. He like, who you live here with? He like, my mother. I mean, she like, my mother. He like, wait, but you telling me I gotta do this, this, and this, and you work at Wendy's, and you live here with your mother, but I ain't good enough for you? I was like, wow.
That's crazy. Ooh,
I'm like, wait, so you live in the same, you saying that this nigga a bum ass nigga because he live in the same apartment that you live in, or you wherever you live at, he live in the same, so he a bum. But then he asks you who you live there with, and you tell him your mother. Wait, what?
So who's the bum? The like, what the fuck are you talking about? Who's like, the real bum?
So again, where is this thinking coming from? Like, how do we logically not think that we're coming off crazy as a motherfucker?
Because I feel like this generation of people that are out and about, and I'm talking about people that are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, like even us, a lot of people are like takers. Like, they're takers now. Like, if people got to like give them everything, so I'm taking everything. Like, my man got to make this, that, the third. And it's like, well, what are you doing? What are you bringing? Like, are you even bringing anything? Like, it's you hear a lot of them say that.
Guess what? And I'm not even... And if we go even deeper with that, Amechi, if we go even deeper, okay, yes. What are you doing? I'm not saying you have to be working. I'm not saying that you got to be having a job, but what are you doing? When I get home, what are you doing?
It's like that. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Are you doing something? Real. Are you doing... Because if you're not doing something in a positive way...
Yeah,
it's not gonna last if you're not. Again, we're talking about doing what? Doing work, putting in work, doing something.
Putting work.
I'm not necessarily if and when, I get to a point where, sweetheart, you ain't got to work, you ain't got to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But that don't mean me saying you ain't got to do nothing mean you don't got to do nothing.
Right.
You got to know what you need to be doing.
You got to know. And even if this is where women get all messed up too, even if it is helping your man with his purpose, even if that is what
your partner's not going to align. It's not going to be perfectly aligned, but if they can see what you're doing and say, hey, babe, you know what? I can help you do this part, and then you can do that. Okay, bet. That's all I need. That's all I need because that might turn into something that you're not even looking for. You might end up being the vice president of the company or whatever. But as long as you're doing something, because if I come home after dealing with everything I'm dealing with, and if I gotta come home and it's got to be this negative energy, this unbalance, like that video that we saw with homeboy who said he worked 14-13 hours and he gotta come home. And she talking about, hey, you can have a piece of my cheeseburger. What?
Yeah.
Nah, Slim. I know that's so far-fetched, right? That particular video. But you got to imagine that that's happening. There's men out here busting their ass, going to work, coming home to the bullshit. But the women going to stick together. Oh, no, but what he not doing? What? What he not doing? Fuck you mean? What the fuck you not doing? Fuck you mean?
Yeah.
Why it always got to be what he not doing? This nigga out providing every day. What the fuck you not doing?
Exactly. Talking about, you got a piece of my... Kevin, this could be a whole show in itself. It really can, but it goes back
to what we were talking about, just our character and how we carry ourselves. Because, I mean, like you said, we talked about that word code. Having a code, being able to know, respectfully of what not to do, and just how to just carry yourself. And some people don't have that code, so it's like you end up and it's just a whirlwind of bullshit, and people want you to, like want to try to deal with their bullshit. Like, nah, I'm not dealing with that shit.
Yeah, I'm not, because
I'm not dealing with that shit. Oh, you can see that. Call me what the fuck you want, but I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah, and the
thing I'm not gonna deal with something I already seen before.
That's true. Ooh, wow. That's
I'm not doing that.
See, people gotta understand that. See, a lot of people, you've been through relationships where you've grown. So I'm not going backwards. That's one thing I'm not doing.
No.
I'm not going backwards.
And I've heard of my pastor say sometimes you gotta go backwards in order to go forward again. And I in that moment when he said it, I totally understood what he was saying, because I was going through my divorce, and I was going from a house I was living with my ex-wife back to my mother's house. So I'm going back a little bit, right?
Get that.
But now I'm going forward, and now look where I'm at now. I'm in South Florida.
I know.
You know, I'm with the person that I think I'm supposed to be with. And that's the going forward now.
That's the going backwards to go forward again. A little bit,
yeah.
And then go forward.
And sometimes we have to do that, so we can't get caught up. We can't get caught up in the bullshit thinking that, you know, just because, I mean, it was a woman that told me, I'm at Jasmine's one night. I used to go up there often. That was like my spot because it was close to my house. So I would go to Jazz's. I knew a couple of the bartenders, and it was the local watering hole. And I used to go there to watch some of the Wizards games and just hang out by myself. And I'm the young lady came to the bar one night. We rapping and shit. I'm giving her all of the grown man shit. Found out what she was drinking. I slid her a drink. She was like, "Thank you." I was like, "No problem." Good, you know what I'm saying? But that wasn't me trying to get your number. That wasn't me trying to talk to you. That was just me being a gentleman. We had some adult conversations. Great, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nope, I got you. Yeah,
I slid you a drink. That was it. Oh, when I'm getting ready to leave, I'm paying my bill. Shawty got mad at me.
You
don't want my number? I was like, nah, I didn't. Nah, I ain't. Oh, it's like that. I was like, wait, what?
She is like, why is she getting mad?
I was confused. I was confused like shit. I was like, damn, I bought you a drink. Fuck you.
Right, because I know for me, deep down, when men have done that to me and they didn't ask for anything in return, I respect that way more than when a man does ask my number. I'm like, we didn't
want anything. And then it gives you, and I'm going to be honest, it gives you variety of the room. Because let's say if you in the room, and the room ain't giving you what you need, you can go back to the nigga that bought you the drink for nothing and just, "What's up, Slim? What's good with you?" He might be a good catch for the night. You never know.
Yeah, because it does, as a woman, it does pique your curiosity. Absolutely. Because he's not asking for your number.
Absolutely.
Not,
curiosity. You know, absolutely. I had two young ladies literally, trying to because I was not paying attention to them. Like, I was like, first of all, I'm old enough to be your uncle, collectively. I was like, how old are you? I think one of them told me she was 20. I think she told me she was 25. I think she said she was 25. I said, so my daughter, my oldest daughter is older than you. She was like, what? I was like, yeah. So that's not an age group that I'm going to play with at all.
Right.
I'm not gonna play in that age group at all, because it's gonna make it seem like I'm playing in my daughter's age group. I can't do that.
No, you can't. I'm not doing that.
And after the conversation we had, they respected it though, because they was like, "Damn, that was some real shit." You just said we wish it was more men out here like you. I said, trust me, they are. Y'all just don't give them time of day because y'all so quick to run y'all motherfucking mouth. They laughed. They was like, you was right. I said, I know I'm right. These little young whippersnappers. But I'm saddened to hear that it's happening. You know, I'm sad about a lot of shit that I hear that happens, you know, within our community, especially, you know, just with the shit that's going on the news. And
it's so much.
Everything that we have to fucking endure. It makes me even more saddened of what I am, the information that I'm privy to, of people that I know, of stuff that they're either going through or went through, or because it I mean it's nice to know, and the reason why I say nice to know, because it's nice to know that they've gone through that, but they still are persevering. They still pushing on to the greater point of their life. And that's not something that held them down. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody can't handle that. Something like that happened to somebody, they can shut down, you know, commit suicide or, you know, whatever.
But it's like, it's a thing where, of course, when it happens, when it first happens, you are very like, you know, oh my God, this, you're in shock, you're depressed, you're all that. But then the thing is, you got to understand that everything is happening for you, because now when I look at both of those people, they both the worst. Like, they've always been like he was the worst boyfriend I've ever had, but I learned a lot from him.
Right.
And she was just an example of a woman that I do not need in my life.
Right.
So this is like, they're both the worst. So I had to look at it like this was the situation that was happening for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything worked out
more so for you in a positive way than a negative
way. Yes, Kevin, because I could have easily gone through the dumps, whooped her ass, gone to him.
What does that prove, though? That proves
what
nothing.
What does that prove? And even the years going moving forward, I still see, I don't go out like how I used to, but like I would still see them out as a couple. As a couple. You know what I did? I still coarsely talked to them, and I know it probably fucked their asses up. But I would still say hi to them, still hug the both of them, and act like nothing was wrong. Because at the end of the day, y'all worthless.
It's not that. I'm happy. Thank you for letting me know who you are.
I'm happy. And y'all are the low hanging fruit that was in my life. So I'll say hi to you and keep it moving. Like you're nobody to me. So I'll say hi to nobody.
Low hanging fruit. That shit was about to drop anyway. Pop! I love it.
Because I wouldn't speak to them. If you don't speak to them, you're giving them a lot of power. These people don't have no fucking power in my life. So I'll say hi. Hi don't cause shit
what?
To me.
Yeah, for what?
So I was just like, they both some worthless piece of shit. I mean, at the end of the day,
Let's call it a spade, goddammit.
Yes, let's call it a spade, you know, but I'll still speak and say hi to them, but I ain't going to give them all that go, like, attitude, not talk to
you,
them, and I don't
like
see
you said,
them.
You being cordial.
And that's how you fuck up your enemies. That's how you fuck them up.
Not even that, but guess what? It goes back to us. You're being cordial as you're respecting yourself.
Yes.
Because you're respecting yourself more to stoop to that level. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're learning now. Like, you know what? I don't have to stoop to that level to make myself feel like I'm making them. Because they might not be feeling shit. I might try to go do something, say some slick shit. They might laugh and step off. Now I feel even worse.
Right.
So why not just be respectful, cordial, boom, boom, boom,
like,
boom, in and out.
Act really nice. Oh, hey, how y'all doing? You can see their face. Their faces would be like, oh my God,
You fried as in bacon, happy as a motherfucker that they together. Like, y'all two stupid motherfuckers can be together. Congratulations.
Congrats.
I'm gonna go over here to this bar and order a double what I'm drinking though. Yeah.
Ooh.
Y'all be easy. fuck that. Yeah, it is what it is. Let's just keep it a brick. Yeah, it is what it is. You did what you did. Now I get to do what I do. The fuck?
Yeah,
I get to carry it. Not disrespect you, but I get to walk away when I need to without, you know, any fucking repercussions or what any conversations. I could just move how the fuck I need to move now. And that's what I want for everybody. I want everybody to be able to move how the fuck they want to move and how they need to. But I want them to be able to do it respectfully, where we're not getting hurt. We're not injuring each other. We're not... in a beef with, we went to a baby shower. Angel's niece is having a baby, and we went to her baby shower last night, and it was fucking, this motherfucking baby shower was more like a motherfucking wedding reception. This motherfucker was off the chain. I mean, it was open bar. open bar. Food, it was catered. I'm like, God damn, this a baby shower?
Baby showers are getting serious nowadays.
Crazy, right? And so, it's like, you know, these two young ladies, you know, had some words or whatever, and I just feel like
at the baby shower.
So see how that's the first thing you thought of. That's the first. I mean, when it was happening in my mind, I'm like, damn, this is a baby shower. Like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck gets you that upset at a, like? And so I think going forward, we have to start. Like I said, we gonna stay within our topic headers, but we got to start. Like, why does everything have to be so volatile? Why does everything have to be so, like? Why we can't talk like, man, you know that fuck with, oh man, my bad. Why everything got to be so ready to fight? Like, so angry type, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to get into that, cuz that it bothered me a little bit last night. Just a little teeny bit. It bothered me a little bit. But I don't know. I'm just trying to
life in, yeah.
Just piece that shit together. Like, why we got to be so like off the break, like vicious with each other.
Vicious. I know.
Like rip your head off type shit.
No, yeah, because we do that a lot.
You know,
yes,
it's gonna be something that we gonna have to, because it helped me. You know what I'm saying, and it also helps me when I talk to Angel and tell her stuff to get it off my chest. And I know it's a safe space to do that.
Ooh, that's the key word.
You know what I'm saying? Safe. I know it's a safe space for me to tell her how I'm built, and it won't go. Because she'd tell me quick. She was like, oh, nah, when we go out, oh, no, I feel totally safe with you.
Yeah.
She like, oh, yeah, I feel, you gonna fuck a nigga up. So, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. And that's all that, and women love that. Women love to feel protected in that respect. Yeah,
because I don't make it overbearing. Like, I don't go out and I'm overly doing, and I'm just out and I'm just on my shit. I might say, hey, look. I might grab her hand. Hey, look, stand on this side. She might be like, what you doing? I'll be like, look, just stand on this side. Cause I might see something that you don't see. And then those are those moments where you gotta just trust what I'm, hey, stand over here. Oh, okay. And then what was you saying? And we go back. Cause something might kick off and I might not want you on this side of me. I need you on this side.
Yeah.
That's another conversation where, you know, not submitting, not all of that, but just, if you saying you gonna let a man lead a situation, okay, hey, can you stand over here? Why? And then look at him.
Yeah.
What you mean? Why? Just stand over here. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm asking you to stand here for a reason. Just know that.
Yeah.
Why can't you just stand over here without? Why you want me? Why can't it? You know what I'm saying? So that's
just
that's another comp, man. It's so many, and that's what I be telling people, man. As we talk and as we do these things, man, it's always gonna be other conversations that come up, and then I think we at some point have to dive back into them to see where they lead, because they lead to yet another conversation. So I was happy to do this, man. I mean again not saying happy that this happened to you, but just, you know, happy in a way to get back to this form of creating content and just,
oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
just,
this is,
yeah, just trying to do what we do, man. So again, you know, y'all, we appreciate y'all. I mean, again, Amechi and I, you know, we've talked about this, and we gonna have a creative way of kind of, you know, just getting back at what we do. You know what I mean? We have a schedule for everybody who knows the schedule. First Thursday will be the live version, and the third Thursday of each month will be this version, the recorded version. And so between either one, if you miss them, you can always go back and, you know, do the rewind, play them back, do what you need to do. But then in the midst of that, we're going to still interact with you guys in the group. We're going to interact with you guys on our page, and just hold out. Just hold out. Yeah, fuck with us for a while. Yeah. We're going to line up some guests. We're going to do something. We might bring something old back that we did before, you know, because COVID took me a lot. COVID
in the group. Yeah, we can always bring that up.
Man, when Mike used to DJ on Zoom in the group, man, that used to be the shit, man. That used to be the shit.
Yeah, oh my God.
You remember that? Man, that used to be. I mean, everybody had a drink. Again. What y'all sipping on? Everybody talking about what they sipping on?
Mike DJing again.
Man, what? So that might be some, you know, we had to bring that element back, because that was a lot of fun, man. And I do think that at some point, we do have to figure out a way to add, you know, different groups to the group, meaning like book club or investment group or, you know, whatever. So that way the people who are interested in certain things, they don't necessarily need us. They can create their own little group and do it within the group. That way still all the information can be shared within the group. So I think we can kind of, you know, get that in some type of way and figure that out. But I think we can do that too. So again, y'all, man, we thank you for fucking with us tonight, man. And just stick around because we got a lot more coming, man. Mate, you got anything?
I mean, the same thing. Just make sure they tune in to, you know, the first Thursdays and the third Thursdays. And, you know, definitely check out me and Kevin's pages. And, you know, because we'll have, like what she said, we'll still be interacting within those weeks with everybody. Mm-hmm. And just stay tuned because it's about to be on this year. We're not gonna leave them like how we did. We're not gonna have a hiatus like how we did before.
No, we Nah, but people need to know we needed a break though. That was a break.
We did need a break for this to happen.
Yeah. Because we got some shit. Like when she come here, we got something for y'all. Hey, so
just
stay tuned, man. Y'all appreciate y'all. Love y'all, man. It's a six man. Be better than where you were yesterday. Make sure y'all check out Type Inc, man. Help us out. This non-profit, man. Got some guys that's doing some great things in different areas, man. Maryland, Kentucky, Florida. We just doing a lot of things, and we just need your help. So if you want to support, go to Type Inc on Facebook. You can also see us on Cash App, Type Inc as well for donations. And we also take donations through Zelle, the banking transfer through our email address, which is typeinc2020@gmail.com. So if you decide you want to help out, my co-host already done went there. Ting, ting. Took that thing off for me. I was like, oh, it's going off. Good job. So, yeah, y'all want to donate, help another black organization give back to the community, we will greatly appreciate it. Appreciate y'all. Much love. We out.
I'm playing six man or star, I'm better than yesterday.
I gotta be better than yesterday.
I gotta be better than yesterday. No matter if I'm playing six man or star, I'm better than yesterday.
We gotta be better, do better. That's every minute, every second. Dropping juice, hope you collecting them. The voice of the people, we all gon' get heard. This real spill, never clear what I say. Always tuned in, never tuned out. Gotta stay walking, be a sleepwalker. Gotta stand up, got too many stands.